Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that name which is above every name, the glorious, matchless name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And as I shared a couple of times in previous broadcasts, God has placed a very specific direction on my heart for not only the remainder of this week, but also for the upcoming weeks. We'll just see how the Lord wants to bring it forth. But I've had Christians say that these last several months, this last year has been a very, very difficult year. And so my purpose is to share with you from the Word of God to give us clear understanding of what God expects of us in this life, what are the forces that we're dealing with, and to understand His dealings with us. That important scripture, His thoughts aren't our thoughts, His ways aren't our ways. As the heavens are high above the earth, so are His thoughts and ways than ours. And even within the life of a committed Christian, we may have some suppositions, some opinions and thoughts, but they, not that our heart is wrong, but we may not be lining up with what the Word has to say. And so my purpose is to give you understanding from the Word of God at the difficulties, the troubles, the afflictions that the saints of God go through. We're going to be looking, as we begin, taking an in-depth look at battles, not only what the Word has to say, but what our response to them should be, and some practical advice. Now, I think we shared just on yesterday's broadcast, as I brought it to a close, an important scripture. Paul said, I count myself not to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And beloved, if there's any declaration, if there's anything the devil hates, is that kind of attitude, that kind of sentiment, forgetting the past. You know, the enemy loves to keep us bound in condemnation, things of the past, how we failed, what we should have done, what we didn't do. He wants us to focus there. But the Holy Spirit, through Paul, is saying very clearly, we understand we haven't arrived, that's for certain, but we're not going to look behind us. We're going to reach forward. We're going to look forward to those things which are before us, God's plan for us, not only in the ages to come, in terms of, you know, where our destination is to be in the presence of the Lord, but what about the here and now? What does God want us to do? And we're pressing toward that mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, every one of us have, if we've accepted Jesus, have a high calling in God. How can I say that? Well, just read the first chapter of Revelation. He's made us kings and priests unto our God, washed us in His own blood. I don't think you get a higher calling than that, to be a king and a priest unto the Almighty God of heaven and earth. So, yet we have an adversary. We have to understand not only where we're going, we not only have to have an eternal perspective, but we better be not ignorant of Satan's devices. We better be very alert and aware of the times in which we are living now. God chose you to be alive right now. You could have been born 6 centuries ago, but you weren't. And you were born in this time, for such a time as this, and in this place, praise God, where God has you rooted, planted. Let me share some scriptures, because there is a prevalent thought among Christians, and it's just human nature. And in one sense, it was outlined by the Old Testament, where God simply said to the Israelites, if you obey me, you'll be blessed. If you don't, you won't be. Okay. And so that, in fact, even carnal man seems to feel that, well, if you're prospering, if you're doing well, if you've got all kinds of blessings physically, mentally, circumstantially, you must be doing something right, right? If you're in the world or if you're a Christian, oh, God's blessing you. I just, you know, our pastor shared today where I attend church that she was at some kind of sporting event, and this woman just shared up how, began to share how blessed her son was in terms of all his achievements, all his possessions, and that she went on, and then she got up and to leave, and then the husband kind of continued that, and he says, can't you just imagine, isn't this just how wonderful, how God has blessed him? And she countered with, no, not necessarily. Her comment was, have all those things brought him closer to God? You know, we can set up idols in our lives, which we feel are, quote, the blessings of God. And the fact of the matter is, beloved, if you read the Word of God, yes, God's blessings are very real. They're wonderful. However, along with those blessings, there are plenty of trials and afflictions. This is not my opinion or just born out of my own experience or even yours. You could say, oh yeah, I agree with you. It's what the Word says. Let me just share a few passages of Scripture. 2 Corinthians 1 and 5. And my Bible is the King James, so I can share other translations, but that's my Bible. There's an authenticity, I believe, to what the Holy Spirit is trying to convey to us as His, as God's children. For as the sufferings abound, For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, oh, that means we have a lot of sufferings like Christ. So our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. So the more trouble you grow through, the more trials, apparently, according to the Scripture, so is our comfort and consolation restored and given to us. Philippians 3:10, Paul said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Oh, can I hear an amen? Can we shout hallelujah? We just really would like to stop there, right? Well, unfortunately, that passage of Scripture continues, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Beloved, you know what your calling is? To die. All naturally, we all will, but to die to self, to die to the carnal appetites, the carnal man, not to just read about what it means to live in the Spirit, but to also walk in the Spirit. And Colossians 1:24, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. 1 Peter 4:13, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. In other words, be glad, be happy, rejoice. To the extent you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. In other words, how much are you willing to say, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done? How much are you willing to suffer for his name's sake, not just persecution, but to suffer the things you want to do and do instead that which would please God? We never have to worry we're going to come out on the short end. God is faithful. He's good, and he blesses us abundantly. And then a final scripture I'll share right now with you, 1 Peter 5:1, the elders which are among you, I exhort, who am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Last two scriptures. Somehow, the partaking of the glory depends on the ability to share and partake of Christ's sufferings. Well, this may have raised more questions than you wish I had perhaps not raised, but I am going to give you much scripture in the days ahead, and we're going to understand what it means, what the Word has to say, because so often we have the mentality that if things are going good and we don't have too many, we got some inconveniences, a little bit of trials here and there, but if we're walking in tall cotton, if you will, then let me just say that is because we feel that our behavior, our attitudes are being blessed by God. And that if the contrary is true, if we're going through all kinds of horrific trials, troubles, and battles, that somehow there's sin in our life or we're not pleasing God. Beloved, some of the most precious, the most consecrated, committed Christians I know have gone through some terrible trials and battles in recent months. And so what's important is that we have to understand there are reasons we don't walk victoriously. One is that we have to have knowledge and we have to have understanding. Knowledge consists of maybe not being strong through the Word of God to deal with testings. We're unable to handle those testings because we're not well versed in the Word. We don't know what the Word has to say. And in our understanding, not just knowledge of the Word, but a lack of understanding of the principles of God's Word, the principles, the dynamics that of His very character and nature that He has put into the principles, spiritual principles, which are gleaned from the Word of God. And so growth is important, beloved, but it comes with understanding. It's not just natural years passing. We don't want to be confused about spiritual things. And I trust, this is not my opinion, I'm just going to share a great abundance of scripture so you can understand I should give you, I want to close on a strong point, okay? Because I'm talking about afflictions and battles. Who wants to hear about that, right? Well, many are the afflictions of the righteous. What's the good news? But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Praise God. So we'll continue as we just begin to send an introduction today. I invite you to tune in. If you miss a broadcast, go to our website. They're there for you at your convenience. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.